So you know that awkward moment at a networking event when someone asks you, "So what do you do?" And you watch their eyes just glaze over as you explain your job title? Yeah, that's probably why you're not getting any follow-ups. You see, the problem isn't you. It's that nobody taught you the right way to introduce yourself. So I'm about to fix that in this video, focusing on two key words. Now, to be clear, I used to be terrible at this because when I worked at the National Basketball Association many years ago, I used to say, "I'm in marketing partnerships." And I'd watch people immediately scan the room for someone more interesting to talk to. But fast forward today, I'm the head of business development at Lucid Software, which means that I literally need to network for a living. So today, I'm gonna show you the exact method that transformed my networking game. And it's helped thousands of my students go from forgettable to unforgettable. So here are the three biggest problems with how we've been taught to introduce ourselves and then how we'll fix each of these problems. Problem number one is that you've been told the elevator pitch is the gold standard. You know, that 30-second rehearsed speech where you just cram in every possible detail about your company, synergies, technology, cross-platform solutions, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Elevator pitches don't actually happen. You see, you're not getting stuck in an elevator with Steve Jobs, no matter how many people tell you that might be a possibility. And even if you were, nobody wants to be pitched in a small metal box where they can't escape. The second problem is that we've made it all about us. I'm a senior manager, I'm in software development, I do email marketing. We think that if we list our credentials and just explain our job thoroughly, people will be impressed. But complete accuracy is not the goal, connection is. And problem number three is we try to be 100% complete. We feel the pressure to explain every aspect of what we do, like we're reading from a job description. I'm a social media brand ambassador for myself and third-party campaigns.
And I also do DJ for events, and I'm a certified lash extension instructor, and I negotiate brand deals.
Blah, 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 blah. By the time you finish, they've mentally checked out. So here's how we fix each of these problems one by one. Instead of a rehearsed elevator pitch, think of your intro as a hook. Just like a great YouTube video or an article headline, you want to create intrigue, not share your entire resume. Your goal isn't to be complete, it's to be interesting enough that they want to know more. Number two, instead of making it about you, you make it about who you help. This shifts the entire dynamic from "let me tell you all about myself" to "let me tell you all about the value that I create for people like you." And instead of trying to be 100% accurate with every single detail, focus on being confident and clear. I cannot say this enough. It's way better to confidently share one aspect of what you do than to stumble through a complete job description. And so this brings us to a key framework that changed everything for me. I first learned this from creators at KIT's Craft and Commerce Conference in Boise, Idaho, and it's beautifully simple for how you introduce yourself at a networking event. You simply say, "I help specific group of people, verb their noun, or achieve a specific result." That's it. There's no buzzwords, there's no job titles, there's no company names unless they add to the story. Now, let me break down exactly how each piece of the framework works, why it's so crucial, and how you can apply it yourself. So first, let's talk about the "I help" section. Those two words instantly shift the focus from you to them. It positions you as someone who provides value, not someone who's asking for something. But here's the ninja trick. You don't always have to use the word "help." You can switch it to a spikier verb that creates even more intrigue. Here are a few examples. I teach founders how to pitch. I connect entrepreneurs with funding. I transform boring data into stories. I build bridges between sales and engineering. I unlock hidden revenue in partner channels. You see how verbs like teach, connect, transform, build, they create a different kind of energy because they're more visual, they're more specific, they're more memorable than just help. Although it's perfectly fine to start with help to start out. Now, the second part of this framework is targeting specific people. You see, this is where most people mess up because they say, "I help people," or "I help companies." That's too vague. You need to be laser focused on who you help. And that may depend based off who you're talking to. So for example, so instead of people, you might try Series A entrepreneurs or Fortune 500 C-suite or new college grads or working moms or startup CTOs in Series B companies or healthcare providers, creative directors. The more specific, the more powerful. For example, in my role as the head of business development at Lucid, depending on who I'm talking to, I might say one of these variations for an intro. I help product teams visualize their roadmaps, or I help enterprise architects map their systems, or I help remote managers run better meetings. And now here's the third part of the framework where it gets really interesting. This is the verb, there, noun structure. This is, in my opinion, pure poetry. You're taking an action verb and you're pairing it with something that they care about deeply. To illustrate this, it helps to explain a few examples. Like, I help healthcare startup founders fund their dreams. Or I help musicians scale their vision. I help writers find their voice. I help creators monetize their passion. You notice the pattern? Fund their dreams, scale their vision, find their voice. It's not just what you do, it's what you do to something that they treasure. So for my head of business development role at Lucid, I might say something like this. To partners, I'd say, I help technology partners expand their reach through our ecosystem, or I help integrators streamline their workflows, or I unlock hidden revenue for our channel partners. But you can also skip the verb, their noun structure and go straight to a specific result. So this works especially well when the outcome is crystal clear, it's tangible. It's measurable even. For example, when I'm meeting with sales leaders, I might say, I help sales teams close seven-figure deals because that's what I've done. Or I help new grads get promoted in 12 months. Or I help healthcare startup founders become profitable in 2 years after founding. But here's what makes this framework truly powerful. You need to customize it based on exactly who you're talking to. And that's why asking people first is so crucial. When someone asks you, what do you do? Try this. I'd love to tell you, but first, what brings you here? Or what's your role? 9 times out of 10, people are perfectly happy to just answer you first because they love to talk about themselves. Now you can tailor your intro to their exact situation. If they're a startup founder struggling with growth, you don't need to talk about enterprise architects. You could just talk about helping founders who are ready to scale. And I do this all the time when I'm networking. When I met with a VP of sales the other week, I told him that I was someone who unlocked net new revenue through strategic partnerships. When I met a product manager, I told him that I connect product teams with their ideal integration partners. It's the same job, it's the same me, but completely different relevance. And that's how the people that you speak to are gonna go from, okay, cool, to, oh, what do you mean by that? We should talk more. And when you get the, what do you mean from that? That's the perfect intro. That creates enough intrigue to engage them. So here's your action plan to immediately implement this. Step one is to write down the main value you provide in your role. Not your tasks, but the transformation that you create for your target audience. That leads to step two. Identify 3 specific types of people that you help. Get specific, so not companies, but Series A startup founders or overwhelmed project managers or PMO directors at the Fortune 500 companies. Step three is to create 3 different versions using this framework. So one version will have the verb help, one version will have a spikier verb, and one version will be focused on a specific result. Step four is to then practice saying your intro aloud, not in your head, but out loud. It's really important to record yourself too, because you want to see, do you sound conversational or do you sound robotic when you give your intro? And then step five, and this is the most important one, is to test one version in your next meeting or networking event, ideally in a safe space, and just pick one intro. See how different people respond. You could even create a safe environment by telling them, I'm testing out different intros and I'd love to know what you think of this one. Is it all right if I tell you? And then they're like, sure, why not? Who's gonna say no to that? And then you just give them your one-liner and see what they say. It's an iterative process, but that's okay. Now, crafting the perfect intro is just step one. The real challenge, though, is to deliver it confidently when you're put on the spot. And that's exactly what I teach in the Impromptu Speakers Academy. how to organize your thoughts instantly and speak with clarity in any situation. We practice these frameworks until they practically become second nature for you. Look, I know that changing how you introduce yourself can feel really weird at first because your brain will want to default back to, I'm a marketing manager, I'm a software engineer, because that's safe. But safe is forgettable. So right now, I want you to watch this next video because knowing what to say only matters if you can stay calm enough to say it.